I began this book as an exploration, an exercise in self-questioning. In other words, I wanted to find out, as I look back at a long and complicated life with many twists and turns, how well I've done at measuring up to the values I espouse, the standards I myself have set. Writers of a spiritual or metaphysical persuasion often convey their message through storytelling. They illustrate their points with parables drawn from great teachers of the past, whether it be Jesus of Nazareth, or Buddha, or the latest Arabic sage or Sufi mystic. The more exotic, the better. Some take this natural tendency to great lengths, writing whole books devoted to finding the deep wisdom embedded in ancient folktales. Psychologically complex stories drawn from Africa, Scandinavia, East Asia, Latin America, and many other far-flung traditions. They do this, it seems, to get as far away as possible from our contemporary mindset so that we can see modern, digitized, post-industrial life as if through new eyes, or perhaps through very ancient, very grounded eyes. For me, the task is much easier.